I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets my message. In the bottle, yeah.
I'm sending out an SOS to the world. I'm Jim Cunningham with Pittsburgh Symphony Radio and the drummer for The Police, Stuart Copeland. His band sold over 60 million records and he won 5 Grammy Awards. When Stuart Copeland rejoined his colleagues Sting and Andy Summers for a reunion tour in 2007, it became the third biggest rock and roll tour of all time, earning over $387 million. You may have heard Stuart Copeland's music for films. He wrote the music for Wall Street and Rumblefish. He's done television scores for many popular programs, including Desperate Housewives. The Pittsburgh Symphony asked him to write a percussion concerto, so Stuart Copeland added on to some ideas he'd had for the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic to create a 3-movement concerto for trap set, 3 percussionists, and orchestra. Calls it the Tyrant's Crush. Stuart Copeland was enjoying a sip of Coca-Cola at lunch in his hotel when he told me he loved working with the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Well, I love the sound of the hall. The hall is very brilliant. Problem is my drums are quite brilliant too, and we're working on getting the mix between the orchestra and the drums together. And that was kind of the mission this morning. But the really impressive thing was how, for a first run-through, how stunningly tight the Pittsburgh Symphony is. Those guys, I don't know whether they've been practicing at home or something, but usually the first run through is a little ropey and you have to kind of grit your teeth and bear it, and you understand that the second run through is going to be 200% better, and every time it gets better and better and better. But this one, just the first time down, was pretty solid.
Stuart Copeland chose the 3 movement titles for The Tyrant's Crush: Poltroons in Paradise, Monster Just Needed Love But Ate the Children Anyway, and Over the Wall or Up Against It. In his program notes, Stuart Copeland tells us, Poltroons in Paradise is the cheerful part of the story, about those who ride on the back of a revolution and then discover the temptation of things against which they had revolted. A poltroon is an utter coward. In the second movement, Monster Just Needed Love, the monster is at his desk with so much to discuss and few to trust. His epaulettes are hanging on for dear life. In the final movement, Over the Wall, implacable forces converge, the palace halls are empty, and the scene outside is surly. Escape is possible. Will she meet me here? How well do I even know her? I asked Stuart Copeland what he was thinking about the end of the story. Does the tyrant get crushed, or does he have a romantic crush?
Ah, well, you see, I wish that I could be more vague, as in Finnegan's Wake, where the apostrophe is critical. And if without the apostrophe, it's a verb, tyrant's crush, verb. With an apostrophe, it's about the tyrant's crush, which means chercher la femme. You know, to write music, you got to have a love interest to write music, because music is just so good at that. Even if the story is about tyrants, a little love gives the music more beauty.
Stuart Copeland joins percussionists Andrew Reamer, Jeremy Branson, and Christopher Allen with principal timpanist Edward Stefan. With all the percussion instruments lined up impressively across the front of the stage at Heinz Hall, for the Tyrant's Crush in its world premiere at Heinz Hall, the Pittsburgh Symphony is conducted by Marcelo Leniger.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
heard composer and percussionist Stuart Copeland with his Tyrant's Crush, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Marcelo Leninger was the conductor. The soloists included Stuart Copeland, along with Andrew Reimer, Jeremy Branson, and Christopher Allen, and the principal timpanist of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Edward Stefan. This was the world premiere of The Tyrant's Crush on a commission from the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Stuart Copeland is the drummer for the multi-platinum-selling rock band The Police. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2003. He's written his autobiography, Strange Things Happen, A Life with the Police, and Stuart Copeland produced a documentary film, Everyone Stares, The Police Inside Out, using his film footage. Recorded during the career touring the world with the bassist and singer Sting and guitarist Andy Summers. Stuart Copeland grew up in Lebanon, having no idea what his father was up to since his dad worked for the Central Intelligence Agency. He did observe firsthand what living in a country ruled by a dictatorship might be like, providing some inspiration for The Tyrant's Crush. His parents were both musical.
I was raised on Stravinsky, Ravel, Debussy, Uncle Aaron even, Aaron Copeland, who misspelled his name. But I've adopted him as an uncle anyway. That was from on my mother's side. My father raised me to be a big band jazz drummer. That didn't really stick in the same way as the 20th century orchestral music did. And then along came Jimi Hendrix on guitar, and it was all blown away.
Come again, sweet laughter, now invite thy graces that refrain to do me due delight, to see, to hear, to touch, to kiss, to die with thee again in sweetest sympathy.
You are listening to Stuart Copeland's colleague Sting singing and playing Come Away by John Dowland. I asked Stuart Copeland if there wasn't an occasional classical music reference from Sting, who wrote the song Russians for his first solo album. Russians borrows music from Lieutenant Kije by Prokofiev. Stuart Copeland told me he didn't talk too much about Beethoven with his bandmates.
Old Stingo, he definitely loved classical music, and Prokofiev is one of his favorites. And I think I can hear that Slavic, melodic sensibility in a lot of his music.
Did you and Sting talk about classical music at all?
No.
Stuart Copeland stayed after the concert for a party in the Heinz Hall Grand Lobby, where he signed programs and CDs, and conductor Steve Hackman, the creative director for the Pittsburgh Symphony concert series called Fuse, served as a DJ with a cash bar operating. Fuse combines Radiohead and Coldplay with Brahms and Beethoven. Jim Cunningham with you for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. 2016 marks the 11th anniversary of the historic January 17, 2004 Vatican concert, during which the Pittsburgh Symphony became the first American orchestra to perform at the Vatican for a pope. From that beginning, a partnership flurried between the Pittsburgh Symphony and the faith communities in Pittsburgh to continue to perform concerts that celebrate the spiritual and universal message of music. The project is named Music for the Spirit. We'll hear next some Music for the Spirit recorded on July 1, 2015 at the Kresge Theater, the College of Fine Arts at Carnegie Mellon University, with resident conductor Fauzi Haymore leading. The concert combined readings from poetry with music by Mendelssohn, Haydn, Finzi, Karim Rustam, and Reza Valley. To begin this Music for the Spirit concert, Fauzi Haymore conducts Felix Mendelssohn's D Major Symphony No. 8 for strings. Thank you. You heard the strings of the Pittsburgh Symphony play the D major symphony number 8 by Felix Mendelssohn. This Music for the Spirit concert included readings and music without applause until the end. Resident conductor Fauzi Haymore now leads music by Franz Joseph Haydn, the Fire Symphony number 59 in A major. We'll hear the presto and concluding allegro and a poem called Fire read by Katie Shackleton Williams, the author Mujahideen Ibn Arabi.
Thank you. marvel, a garden amidst the flames. My heart has become capable of every form. It is a pasture for gazelles and a convent for Christian monks, and a temple for idols and the pilgrims Kaaba, and the tables of the Torah and the book of the Quran. I follow the religion of love, whatever way love's camels take. That is my religion and my faith.
Katie Shackleton-Williams read the poem Fire by Mujahideen Ibn Arabi, and we heard the Fire Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn, his 59th in A major. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Fawzi Haymore. That performance from the Kresge Theater at the College of Fine Arts, Carnegie Mellon University, on July 1, 2015. It was part of the Music for the Spirit series. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio program brought you Marcelo Leninger in his Heinz Hall debut with the Shostakovich Symphony No. 1. We then heard the Third Ballet Suite with Dmitry Kitayenko, guest conductor. Now it's a horse race to the finish with one more gallop from the First Suite by Shostakovich, drawn from the ballet The Limpid Stream. Pittsburgh Symphony music director Maris Janssens was the son of Arvid Janssens, who knew Shostakovich well. Maris had met Shostakovich, so it must have been fun for him to conduct music once banned in Moscow at Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh. Here's the gallop from The Limpid Stream by Dmitri Shostakovich with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Maris Janssens conducts. Pittsburgh Symphony music director Maris Janssens conducted the gallop from The Limpid Stream by Dmitri Shostakovich with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. That concert took place on February 13, 1998 at Heinz Hall. We heard music by Felix Mendelssohn and Franz Joseph Haydn from the Music for the Spirit concert at Carnegie Mellon University. Earlier, we heard the Shostakovich Symphony No. 1 with the Heinz Hall debut of Marcelo Leninger, and the world premiere of The Tyrant's Crush by Stuart Copeland, the Concerto No. 1 for three percussionists and orchestra. That music commissioned by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Stuart Copeland's band The Police had a big hit with a song called I Can't Stand Losing You. You may have heard it at the grocery store, someone singing, I see you've sent my letters back and my LP records, and they're all scratched. I can't stand losing you. I do dislike saying goodbye, and I'm asking you to write. Thanks for being here. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, there are just two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find Pittsburgh on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen online or with iTunes, on your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. It includes a photograph of Stuart Copeland, our composer and soloist from this Pittsburgh Symphony Radio broadcast. There will also be folding binoculars in the envelope. They're great for watching the percussionists on stage, and they're free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold F. Chambers III. This program was made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support from the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.